Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this is one of my favorite days. It's Potapalooza Day, where I get to meet a lot of cool people I may not have met otherwise and reconnect with other people I may not have seen recently. Our guest now is Tatiana Tepoeva. Am I close? Tepoeva? I didn't ask you how to say your last name.
Good to Tepoeva.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for being here. And Tatiana is going to talk to us today about the human signal layer, turning nonverbal intelligence into your strategic advantage. I'm very interested in this topic. Welcome to the show. How on earth did you get into this?
Thank you so much, Jennifer, for having me. And I'm glad to be here and hopefully we'll share some interesting insights and knowledge I have with you and your audience. So how I got into this, I was interested in psychology and I read philosophers since the age of 16. But I didn't go into that area back then because I'm also a practical person and it was not a well-paying job at that time in Russia. So I went into economics. And to make this story short, the human insights, reasoning behind our behavior, motivations, pain points was always interesting to me about myself and about people around me. Why do people do things like that? All those things around that. So when I worked at Boeing, I was leading customer satisfaction process. When I worked at Microsoft for 14 years, I was leading in different areas, but always kept in mind a human at the end. So always worked for the human. And now I wanted to do another move to help humans directly. Those topics somehow got back to me, or I got back to them. Psychology, coaching, nonverbal communication, personality profiling. So it all came together and I decided to start my own business this year. So this is how I end up with what I offer.
I love that. And I love all the different behavioral and personality styles, because in an organization, when you figure out why that fellow employee irritates you so much, it's because you just are approaching life from a different angle. They're not nearly as irritating.
I totally agree. And if I can add to that, that sometimes we get offended or have painful emotions from someone, and not only irritations, right? It can go deeper. And with some people, you just feel like, oh, it's my person. We get along so well. I don't know why. So all those vibes. And in those situations, especially negative ones, if we just separate ourselves from taking it personally, and instead we think what motivates them, what kind of personality type is behind it, what their pain points are, and things like that. So then we understand their personality well, and we already don't feel irritated, we don't feel offended, we don't feel painful with communication, because we understand that it's just kind of a mechanism, or engine inside of them that is working, and our engine is different. So it's a great point that you brought up. So it's definitely something that I work on.
Well, and it's There was one particular moment in my life where we were doing DISC behavioral profiles, and this man at work, we had to work together every month on some reports. And like, he just would like irritate me. Like, he would walk up, and I would just immediately be triggered until I understood. And once you understand, then everything can run more smoothly, like everything. But you don't know what you don't know. And I love that this kind of work is being more highlighted in the workplace so that we can actually do a much better job with the whole scenario. So that's fascinating. Did you create your own methodology for the human signal layer? Because I want to hear a little bit about that if you did.
Yes, and I have a few frameworks that I use. So human signal layer is one of them. And I also have executive presence code when I work with individuals or teams on elevating their nonverbal so they can project the image that they actually would like to project, whether it's expertise, whether it's command in the room, whether it's power, or just general confidence and being open. So yes, I developed those frameworks.
I love that. Are you going to share any of that with us today?
I can, of course, it's a deeper analysis with many things involved. So, for example, for body language, I have 12 different elements that I look at when I analyze someone's nonverbal communication. It also depends on the goals that they have that they come with to me. And I can talk about how I do it. So, in most of the cases, I talk with people to figure out what their end objective, like what is the goal? Is it just for public speaking? Or do they want to improve nonverbal communication in general? Or is it in the family settings? Some come and would like to be more feminine, others look for other things. So we all express ourselves differently and different goals. I then usually use recordings. So either we use recordings that they already have from meetings, from client sessions, or depending again on the goal. Or I have a mock-up session with them and we run something like a presentation or coaching a client or whatever it might be. Then I analyze it, we meet with the client and I show all the nuances because sometimes we have micro facial expressions that we don't catch. But if I show someone, they may see what main emotion is behind what they're projecting. And sometimes they are surprised, sometimes there is anger on the face that we don't see. But in a slow motion, if we look at a micro movement, we see this, and people don't want to project anger most of the time, right? So we start working on it. And there are many other, like I said, 12 elements that I look at and I inform the client. I do emphasize positive things because each of us has a lot of positive and what we can call strength. Oftentimes people are not aware of them at all and they don't leverage them as much as they could. So we start working of learning what their strengths are so they can use them more. And then from whatever could be adjusted and improved potentially, I work and follow 80-20 rule. You don't need to fix everything. You just need to focus on top 20% that would make up to 80% of the impact that we make on other people. So we focus on 20%. And then, of course, I listen to the client, which exact things they want to correct or which they don't. Maybe there is something that they want to keep. And then we work on whatever we agree on. So this is on a high level, a kind of a scheme of how I do this process. With sales teams, it's a little bit different. Like next week, I have a team at constructions company that I'm teaching how to communicate with their clients. It's more about reading personality. If they have some preliminary information, how we can study it and figure out what personality type it is. If it's walk-in, for example, car dealership, right? Someone walks in, you have no idea, no background, who they are, and what their personality type. So how to read it like that on the fly? So I then when they try to figure out the personality type, how to tailor your pitch and your product and your service to this particular personality type. And it's some people ask, oh, is it manipulation? From my perspective, it's not at all because it's win-win for both sides. For example, if you speak French, but I speak Russian or English with you, would you understand me? No, and it will not be enjoyable experience for either of us. But if I speak French to you, you speak French, you understand me, we both win. I deliver my message and you hear what I'm saying, right? So this is similar approach. If you know personality type of your buyer, you can deliver information and your offering the way they can better understand, whether it's talking in numbers or it's, you will look cool in this car. Let's have a drive, a test drive, right? So different approaches. So this is on a high level, those two frameworks.
Well, I love that. And when I was learning this kind of stuff, the teacher, the guide of this, said, when I was in college, I worked at, as a waitress at a restaurant, and I always made the most tips. And everybody was asking me, why do you, what do you do? And she would pay attention to the table. And if it was a couple and they were having a very intimate dinner, she made herself very scarce but available. And she would just quietly walk up and give them an opportunity to say, I need more water or whatever. But then if somebody was by themselves, she would start a conversation and find out if they wanted a little more interaction. So she got tipped really basically on how she interacted. And literally today, I met a girlfriend of mine for lunch. And the waitress was trying so hard to please us that she kept interrupting. We had a table full of food, our drinks were full, and she kept coming back and kept coming back. And I thought, she doesn't know how to read this table. We need nothing from her. And she just kept coming back. So this type of thing is so beneficial in so many ways. And I think it's important, and you touched on this. Nobody's behavior is bad. It's just, are you getting the results that you wanted out of your employees, out of your people, your customers at a restaurant? And if you're not getting the results that you want, someone like Tatiana can help you identify what somebody else is seeing, and then you have a choice. I'm going to make a shift. I'm not going to make a shift. You don't have to make a shift. Nobody's telling you you're bad, but you obviously want to do better. We always want to do better. So, I love this conversation, and I love how you've brought, it sounds to me like, multiple modalities and multiple ways of viewing behaviors together in your signature process. That's so beneficial.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer, and I love your example because everyone been to a restaurant, and I think everyone experience those two situations when they make you more comfortable or if they make you uncomfortable, right? And eventually, it's reflected on their tips. Or and we can also think about similar situations at work, and family or somewhere else. So it's awesome. One thing I would like to add that oftentimes those waiters, like those this first example, intuitive person, or maybe someone gave a hint. Sometimes people are born more because again, we don't know her personality type, but maybe it was empath. Empath, they feel people around them. So maybe it was that type of a person. But in the second case, they don't know what kind of wrong, right? What they are not doing because nobody taught them that. So it's awareness of why it may not be working, or awareness of professionals like me who can actually help. Sometimes they would like to change something, but they just don't know what exactly they should be doing and what the problem is. Like, they did their best. They came to your table 25 times, right? Like, they put all the effort they could and it still didn't work. They didn't get good tip.
Nope.
Or they saw irritation. Or maybe they even didn't see irritation or discomfort that they caused you because they can't read, they didn't learn to read faces and behavior and body language. So, of course, awareness and looking into those areas are really helpful in any situation.
Right, and it happens in the workplace too, like the same type of thing. You walk up on a conversation that's already going and going well, and you want to insert what you have to say, but you may not have realized that you're literally interrupting a pretty deep conversation, right? Because it's that awareness. I wrote that I'm an avid note taker, and I wrote that down and I circled it. It's like, yeah, awareness. That's, are you aware of what's going on around you? Are you aware of how people are perceiving you? If you just pay attention a little bit, you can kind of get that. You're not coming across as their cup of tea. It's kind of, it becomes pretty evident that it's not going well.
Yeah, and I can give you an example about a coach who lost her long-term client. And she came to me asking about her expertise, what she's projecting out there. She mostly meets her customers on Zoom and also ask about this long-term client if I had any insight. So I worked with her on her nonverbal, gave her recommendations, and we also looked at the recording. She had a recording with her client. So it was obvious to me as an expert that she brought up some topics that client was not comfortable with at all. She misread signs and she started talking even more and deeper into this topic and made this client even more uncomfortable. And she kept going, and it eventually broke trust and relationship between them. So I showed her those signs that she missed, and she's like, "How could I miss it?" But unfortunately, this happens if we don't pay attention. So this happens in my work as well. So we not only work on how we show up, but also how we read other people. It's also important to catch those signals timely.
Well, and in this day and age, which I think this really goes back to the beginning of time, but like it becomes, to me, it seems even more important now. If you're not aware of how you're coming across to others, then you can't have the positive interactions that you're hoping for. And you walk into that car dealership, and if that salesperson is all over you, and you're truly just looking, it's like offensive. I went to buy a car one time and it was August in Oklahoma. It was so hot. It was like over 100 degrees. And I said, "Well, I'm interested in looking at this car." And the salesman had to go inside and leave me standing there in the heat and get the keys and come out and unlock the car. And I said, and then he got in it to like point out stuff. And I was like, could you start the car and get some air moving? And so I came home and I told my husband, even if we buy that brand of car, I'm not going to buy it there because like there was no customer service. I am in business clothes and hose and pumps at the time because this was a few years ago when you had to wear pantyhose every day and a dress. I was burning up and he was completely oblivious. And I may or may not have ever bought that car, but I wasn't going to buy it from him and I wasn't going to buy it at that dealership. Like, pay attention to what's going on around you. It makes a big difference. Tatiana, I love getting to know you and what you've put together. How do people get in touch with you? What do you have going on that our audience might need to touch base with you?
I have a free guide on 5 tips for power and presence. So I can share this link with you. People can download it for free if they would like. And I also have a website where they can read more and get in touch with me. It's tatianatepeva.com. I can also share it with you. And of course, they can search for me on LinkedIn by my name.
Oh, on LinkedIn also. Okay, great. So all this will be in the show notes, and most of our listeners are often listening on their phone, and all you have to do is scroll down and tap to get the links. The links will all be there for you. This has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for being here and being on the show. Do you have any final words for the audience so that they can step into even more success than they dreamed possible?
Sure. So one thing I would say that nonverbal is at least 50% of our communication. So please be aware of that. And awareness is a big thing as we talk today. If you would like to see how you do, simple things that you can do yourself is to record yourself and watch the recording. The problem with it is that oftentimes we don't see our own repetitive gestures and things that we would like to avoid. For some reason, humans don't see it. So if you feel comfortable, you can show it to your friends or family members, but be careful. Not every feedback is objective. Let's put it this way. And also pay attention to people's and signals around you. Try to read it. And when you communicate with someone, don't mimic people, but mirror. If it's a fast pace, maybe you would like to speed up a little bit and make your gestures flowing faster. If it's a slow pace, slower movements, then maybe you can adjust and also be slower and speak slower. So you go in tune with another person. So those would be my top tips for today.
Oh, those are awesome. Thank you so much for sharing and thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Jennifer, for having me, and I hope it was helpful, for your audience.
Oh, absolutely. I'm Jennifer Takagi and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.